I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Let's get back to our geo-quiz now. We wanted the location of what's generally agreed to be the highest 18-hole golf course in the world. The answer is the course at the La Paz Golf Club in Bolivia, almost 11,000 feet above sea level. Now, Bolivian golfers might be interested to learn that their sport just may be returning to the Olympic Games in 2016. The International Olympic Committee voted in favor of that today. It also chose seven-a-side rugby as a possible new Olympic discipline. But other sports were turned down for inclusion by the IOC. Baseball, for instance, American baseball, that is. There is another form of the sport in Britain. No, it's not in the Olympics, but we think it's still worth talking about with the BBC's Weir Davis, who's on the line from Cardiff, the capital of Wales, and I guess really the place where British baseball was spawned.
That's indeed right. I mean, although, you know, we play a lot of cricket here in the summer, that is the big British sport. We do have this forerunner, many people say, of American baseball, British baseball, and Wales happens to be one area where they play a fair bit of this, not only here in Cardiff, but also in Newport. It's also played in the Liverpool, the English port city in the north of England, and it's quite interesting that these games are played in port cities because they say that sailors used to come home from on shore leave with their planks of wood, and they would literally play what you would imagine to be a very crude form of baseball. But believe me, I've stood there in the middle of the diamond and had a ball thrown at me at the speed of a bullet, and I pretty quickly put that bat down.
So wait a minute, so they used the wooden planks as bats?
Yeah, it's like a flat bat. It's not right. A round bat like you might have in American baseball. It's a much cruder form of the game. Now, of course, its origins go back a long way. Tony Hicks is the coach of the Grange Albion side here in Cardiff.
The origins of the game are very much in the working class areas, in the port cities, Cardiff, Newport, Liverpool, Glasgow and Gloucester also. They played in the early 1900s.
So you can see it goes back a fair way. Now, sadly, not many people play it these days. So again, I asked Tony if he was worried about the fate of the game.
Well, it's a minority sport now, but it never used to be. When I was growing up as a kid, it was played in almost every single junior school and almost every single high school. That's diminished, sadly, and that has had a major effect on the game.
Well, he says it's a minority sport, meaning in the numbers of people, there aren't that many people who play it, as you mentioned as well. Is it anything like American baseball? Would we recognize British baseball?
Well, you have the pitcher from about 13 yards who pitches the ball underarm but at an incredible speed. You have a batter and you have a diamond around which the guys run, but they don't have sacks on the floor. They have poles sticking up out of the ground. But the key thing is that they can hit the ball anywhere on the field. You don't have to hit the ball within a set triangular shape like you do it in baseball. The guys can hit the ball behind them. They can hit it to the side. The fielders as well. The fielders don't wear gloves. Here in the UK, we play cricket and British baseball with bare hands.
How big are they? Not the hands, the balls.
The balls are the same size as baseballs, smaller than softballs, so they travel through the air very, very quickly.
No, I'm just kind of curious because, you know, baseball is the American sport, of course. Let me ask you these questions then about British baseball. Do you have a seventh inning stretch?
No, it's just two innings, one per side, two innings each.
That's kind of what I thought. Do you serve peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
No, this is a really working class game. This is beer and potato chips.
Do you have athletes denying taking steroids but taking them anyway?
There isn't a drug problem. I'm sure there's a drinking problem after the game, but not during the game.
Well, that all proves it's really not baseball then.
Absolutely. And it's much more interesting than baseball. Baseball lasts too long, I think. That's why we play cricket here, which can last, of course, up to 5 days.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you for the introduction, not only a little bit there to cricket, but also to British baseball. We've been speaking with Weir Davies on the line from Cardiff, the capital of Wales. Thanks an awful lot, Weir.
Thank you.